We are vehemently opposed to Senate Bill 6, which is harmful to the students, the teachers, and public education.
Can you describe the sick-out that took place today? I know that your organization was not promoting it.
United Teachers of Day does not condone, nor have we encouraged, a sick-out or any other activities during the workday. But although we don't support these actions during a workday, we understand the frustration and despair that individuals are voicing at this time. And the legislators ought to take note that they have pushed so hard against our public schools, against public school funding, against what's right for children, that they have pushed people to the breaking point.
Why don't you support a sick out?
We operate within the process, and so United Teachers of Dade has asked our members to operate within that process and to come to our school board meeting this Wednesday and to continue to call and email Governor Charlie Crist and to tell him to veto this bad bill for Florida. You're going to have a lot fewer Floridians if this stays in place.
What other kind of actions do you support?
We're calling upon our whole community to make sure that Florida schools are properly funded, and not only that, that they operate the way that they should on behalf of children. We have turned Florida into a test factory, and this is not the way to educate children. We have the research to back up that the way you work is in a cooperative model of education, and what the legislature is legislating is actually against the students of Florida. And parents and the entire community have to realize that. If we did this as parents, we could be brought up on child abuse charges.
Wow, those are strong words. Can you elaborate on that?
You know, when you're working with children, you know where a child is and what circumstances that child comes from, and you try to provide a way to engage that student and help that student go as far as he or she can. But what they tell us is that here's a script, everybody's going to be on the same page at the same time, and not only that, you're responsible for everybody progressing at the same rate at the same time, no matter what circumstances that child is in. And then you're judging teachers no matter which students they're working with. And in fact, you are taking what is meant to be a collaborative process, and you are ripping it apart. And when they keep talking about that there's some competitive model for education, then they are going with the wrong model. Education is not a competition. It's actually the most cooperative undertaking that this country can take. And that's how we promote good citizenship, and that's how we promote people's participation in democracy. So they are tearing it apart.
Obviously, the governor appears to be on the fence as to whether or not to veto this bill. What will you do if he does not choose to veto it and instead signs it into law?
Well, you know, we are depending on Governor Crist to do the right thing. So at this moment, all I'm going to do is encourage people to continue to contact the governor and say, do the right thing for Florida's children. Do the right thing for Florida's teachers. Do the right thing for public education. And after that, we will cross bridges when we have to. But I have faith that the governor is going to listen to Floridians. This is not the voice simply of teachers, but of our entire community. And I certainly know he's been hearing the kind of statistics that they keep talking about, where this is overwhelmingly the will of the people of Florida.